Hey, it's Coach Kate here, registered dietitian and owner of RD Kate Sports Nutrition. As a member of the LCC Stars Athletic Department, I teach our athletes what to eat and when to eat it on training days, competition days, and throughout the year. For over a decade, I've been helping athletes of all sports and levels meet their goals. RD Kate Sports Nutrition offers individual consulting, team services, on-demand courses, and downloadable handouts. For more information, visit rdkate.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Coach Cuts Corner. Streaming bright from Michigan's capital city, this podcast is dedicated to helping you better understand the who, the what, and the why of mental performance, personal growth, and Lansing Stars baseball. Coach Cuts Corner, brought to you by Eyewash. And now here's your host, Stephen Cutter.
Welcome to Coach Cuts Corner. Today, we're talking about something every team faces and something our team is going through right now and something that we're really trying to work on. And what that something is complacency. This fall season is where it usually starts to creep in for college baseball. You've been working for typically weeks. Results are hopefully coming, and they definitely have been in our program. Confidence is building, and that's when it strikes. The routines, the habits. Complacency doesn't hit all at once. It's like a lot of little things. It sneaks in really quietly through, like I said, the routines, comfort, and loss of urgency. In this episode, Ryan and I are breaking down where our team is right now, how we're working to stay sharp, and the systems we're using like Pison to keep our focus, discipline, and edge exactly where they need to be. Let's get into it. We're deep in the fall season right now, and this group has shown a lot of promise. The work has been steady, the energy's been strong, and you can feel our identity taking shape. Ryan, from your perspective, what has stood out to you most when we talk about like just growth?
Growth, definitely. Seeing the guys putting the work in every day, I would say along the lines of the complacency that's happening, I think we just need to find a line between consistency and complacency and kind of just being used to being uncomfortable.
Yeah, that uncomfortable is a strong word because that's a hard place to go, but we're really going to try to define some of this. And I think this time of year always tells us a lot. You know, this is your first year of coaching, but the fall season always tells us a lot. It not only tells you, you know, what type of players that you recruited, it also tells you what the returners have, you know, been doing, what they've invested in over the summer, and what type of leadership they're providing, things like that. So the fall season always tells us a lot. And then I believe like that what you kind of hit on, the showing up piece, that's a real thing too. And it's not so much like in our program, and I know in other programs across the country, it's not that you don't have kids that don't show up. It's more or less that they show up and they don't necessarily put in the effort. They're in the routine. They know they have practice at 3 o'clock or 1 o'clock or 6 o'clock, whatever it is. So they know they have practice, you know, Monday through Friday or whatever it might be. So it's on their calendar and they show up to that practice at 1, 3, or 6 on Monday. And then they do it on Tuesday and they do it on Wednesday. So the showing up part is not the issue. The issue lies in that Monday after they show up. What do they do? And I think the easiest way to frame it is what we see, and we see a lot of this in the fall, is you start going through the motions. And it, you can do some of the best training in the world. And if you're just going through the motions, you're just checking boxes and not getting the most out of it. And have you seen that? I mean, because like you've had some fall seasons and you know what it looks like. You know you're going to come in and there's going to be new guys no matter what environment you're in. You're going to have new people on the team. You might even have new coaches. And then you're going to play some games or scrimmages. And then you're going to have a break. And that break means from playing scrimmages and stuff. And then you'll start in January again. What have you seen from your perspective?
Yeah, every fall you come in trying to impress the coaching staff, your other teammates, the energy's high. But once you start getting comfortable, that energy level sometimes starts to dip, and energy and effort is definitely one of the keys to growth. Mm-hmm. When you kind of lose sight of that and those aspects start to dip, it makes it very hard to grow as much as you can every day. And it all leads to the spring season. So
it shows up in the spring.
Always does.
And for us, or for me, I believe it's just the ability to be able to start recognizing when it's creeping in and then try to get in front of it. And I know that in our 4.5 years here, that there have been multiple times kind of had to step in and provide a reminder of what's most important now. Don't look at the calendar. Think about yourself and think about, you know, the process. But before we get like super far into this topic, I want to recognize our team for volunteering at the Hot Cider Hustle this past Saturday. It's our 5th straight year being a part of this event right in Lansing. And it's ultimately turned into one of my favorite fall traditions. Ryan, this was your, I believe, 3rd Hot Cider Hustle.
Correct.
But this one probably felt a little different for you when you stepped out of your car. Is that correct? Did it feel different?
Yes.
Okay, so it felt a little bit different. What did you notice about the team during this event this season?
I would say they were definitely a little more excited than past years. There was a little bit of anticipation.
Yes, because, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. But yeah, it seemed like the vibe was a little bit higher this year. The energy levels or the frequency levels were a little bit high. I remember the first the OG team of 2021, they were pretty fired up to be in it. And we had a parent actually running in that event. So they were excited for it and they provided a lot of energy. And that's kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier, where like, yeah, you can check a box. Yes, I'll be at this event. Or you can come into it with more of a growth-minded thing and saying, how can I serve others? How can I help? How can I have some fun with this? Because ultimately, I'm spending a chip to be here, so let's make the most of it versus just checking the box. And that goes back into the complacency. But it was always special seeing our team give back. But this year was extremely different beyond just the frequency levels or the energy. Because this was the first time ever we had both a coach and a player run in it. Coach Raddick became the first coach in program history to lace up and run the 5K, finishing with a time of 27 minutes and 25 seconds. And freshman Cam Call became the first player to run in it, finishing with a time of 20 minutes, 37 seconds. Ryan, most important question of the day. How did you feel after running on Saturday? How did you feel on Sunday?
I did not want to get out of bed. That was probably the most sore my legs have ever felt.
Felt like you were pretty locked in. I was around you for kind of the pre-race stuff. Not all of it, but I was around you for, it felt like you were pretty locked in. I know you were doing a lot of stretching, and it seemed like you were ready to roll. And I remember Cam was like at the front. And yes, I mean, Cam had a great time, but you weren't too far behind him. So the start was pretty hot, correct?
Yeah.
Then what happened?
Well, I was neck and neck with him for about 100 yards, and then I kind of fell back to my own pace, and he just dusted me and most of the runners. So it was definitely...
What was going through your mind as it became a little more challenging?
As we've talked about in our program before, the seed of doubt started rolling in. I'm like, why did I sign up to do this? This is torture. It's 7:30 in the morning or 8:30. Yep. Yep. Like, why am I doing this to myself? But you just got to do things you don't really like. Just get them done.
Would you say outside your comfort zone?
Oh, 100%.
Was that outside your comfort zone?
Yes, definitely.
Did you end up walking at all on that course?
Yes, I fell victim to walking.
I wanted to make sure we got that recorded.
Yeah.
So what was going through your mind at the point you were walking? Like, were you thinking about just stepping off the course?
No, so I hit mile marker 2. I was running kind of, it felt like it was toward the finish line. I had no idea where I was or how much I had left. And I was running toward the finish line. Then I saw some arrows pointed in the opposite direction of the finish line. And then I was going through it. I saw a couple of the guys on the team, and then I took a little break and talked to them and told them how much it sucked. Mm-hmm. And then I powered through the rest. So
what'd you learn from that event?
That your mind is definitely, it'll kill you before your body fails. It's your mind will quit before your body does, in other words. Mm-hmm. I knew I could get through it, but just kind of my mind was telling me to just do anything to stop.
Yeah, it was definitely magnified, though, because, like, you could run a 5K in Lansing or someplace else, and nobody would have really known you're on the course. Nobody's mm-hmm. watching you and seeing where you finish or, you know, catching you midway or anything else. So the pressure was magnified because mm-hmm. you have people watching you, which is just like any other sport. You've got those people there. And if you can find a way to tune that kind of stuff out, it does help. But, you know, we're also talking about complacency a little bit today. And I'm sure there had to be a thought at some point of you thinking, like, yeah, I probably should have trained a little more for the distance piece of it and done, you know, a little bit more so that I didn't quite feel this uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure that came in there. And I know there's a line. I actually have it up in my office, and it's from Tony Robbins, and it's a quote, and it says, "Success is the greatest enemy of success," and that really magnifies and defines the word complacency. Mm-hmm. Because most of the time, the complacency comes from success. Not all of the time, of course, but I remember having a team a few years ago, and they had the nation's longest winning streak, and it was like at 28 games, if I remember right. And one of the biggest things we worked on that spring wasn't bunt defense or first and thirds or hitting or pitching or anything like that. It was like complacency. And the more success we had, it became a point during that streak where it was like, internally, I was screaming, we need to lose, you know, we need to lose before we hit the playoffs. Like, we need to lose. Wasn't going around broadcasting it by any stretch. It's easy to talk about now because it's a few seasons removed, but it was so evident, the complacency that was coming in, because they had a mindset they expected to win. Well, that's great. You want that. They had a mindset of they had consistency with their schedule. You know, they knew when to show up. They knew that they were doing what they felt was solid stuff for practice to prepare them, you know, in the preparation. And then you could just see things started slipping a little bit, just a little bit. And it wasn't like one day it was, oh my gosh, it was like a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. And then pretty soon that's where, you know, you get into a lot of trouble. So you've been around a lot of teams. When we start talking about this, when do you usually start seeing signs of complacency set in?
The start of when I see it is definitely when you don't necessarily have a way of measuring it week in mm-hmm. and week out in terms of playing games or testing a PR or, you know, adding weight in the weight room or something like that. That's when I see it the most. And this kind of separation season, because we stopped playing games, is where you'll start seeing a lot of that.
You were just playing last season, mm-hmm. so up until the gruesome knee injury. Mm-hmm. When we talk about last season, could you see complacency now that you start thinking about it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. We were a very big team, strong, could hit the ball hard, mm-hmm. knew we were going to put up a lot of runs. And so we didn't really do much to necessarily grow a ton in the off season or worked as hard. We did stuff, but we didn't probably put as much effort into it as we should have.
Yeah, the frequency was there, yeah. Of course. It was just the effort levels,
yes.
which are really tough to measure. And it's easier, they're really tough to measure on others. I mean, yes, you can tell the difference between 100% and somebody giving 25%. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can see that. But the difference between 50 and 70% is really hard to see. And anywhere in there to 100% is really tough to see too. The thing about it though, is if you can be honest with yourself, you have a better chance of measuring it with you mm-hmm. than you do with anybody else. And most of the time, complacency impacts our lives, whether it's on the court or off the court. It's there, and it's just like this little thing that will start eating away at you, saying, you've got more time. You don't necessarily have to give everything today because you have tomorrow. We have complacency in our families. We have complacency everywhere. It's like, you know, we believe like that everything is somewhat infinite. You know, we've got the time. It's okay. And the reality of it is, the hard, stark reality of it is like everything's temporary. So if you're going to check the box, then check the box with everything that you can possibly do at that point to check the box, because it's not going to guarantee that you're going to have success, but you'll also realize it's not going to ever be a waste of time.
Yeah.
And the other side of it, checking the box at 50% effort, spending that coin for the hour, is you can waste a lot of time. That's not going to help you down the road. And down the road for our players is this upcoming season. But the reality of it is, when you think about the big picture, it's more than just the season. I mean, think about, like, for you, you were playing this past season, but you started playing a few years prior to that in your freshman year. And you never, I'm sure you weren't thinking about at that time when you were checking boxes, how is this going to help me a few years down the road when I'm still playing? Did you?
No, not at all. I was very naive to everything about college baseball and my career as a whole. I was just kind of going with the flow, kind of playing some games here and there, and then kind of wanted to take a more serious route. And before you know it, you lost a year. So,
I know that we've got some really great upcoming podcasts coming with some guests, and you and I in the studio as well. And I'm excited to talk about some of the things that we're doing with Pison. I know that we've talked a little bit today about the chips, and that is more or less a theory that I've developed called the 24 chip theory. And we talked about that in leadership last night a little bit to the team for probably 20 minutes or so. And I think the understanding of it was that you're going to be given 24 chips at midnight. And when you wake up in the morning, if you slept for 6 hours, you're down to 18 chips. And you're going to spend chips because you might need to work for 8 hours. You might need to go someplace and work for 8 hours or whatever it might be. But you're going to spend those chips. So you're going to spend all of your chips, all 24 of them, when the clock strikes midnight again. So you're not going to get to carry any over. So the theory in leadership last night was literally, do you want to invest in your chips that you're spending, or do you want to waste the chips that you're spending? What did you think about that as I was going through that with, you know, a bunch of college boys that are thinking, well, I've got tomorrow, I've got, you know, it's only, you know, the end of the fall, you know, we don't play until like mid to late February. What was kind of going through your head?
Yeah, it's a great check for young men, especially when time seems to fly over your head. It's great to kind of analyze your day and actually see what you're spending your time doing and seeing if you're giving 100% of what you have in everything you do. There's many things, not only in baseball, but in life that you could.
Do you remember a couple of the examples I gave that weren't baseball related, but that you're spending chips on?
Yeah, reading, you know, another one that came to mind was just calling your parents or develop that relationship, keep the relationships, and staying off your phone, getting the right amount of sleep.
Right. Yeah. Doom scrolling. We were talking about that. We were talking about driving, you know, just your trips. If you got, you know, a 30-minute trip to work or whatever it is, and you've got one home, you know, what are you going to do in those 30 minutes, you know, or an hour total of that drive? That's one chip right there. So are you going to invest in your chip that you spent? Because you're going to spend it either way. And it's really, that's where it comes back to like the stacking bricks and where some of that mentality stuff comes from. It's not all about just winning on the scoreboard. It is so much more about trying to win your days, win in life, and know that like the effort you put in, if you're willing to put in a lot of effort for what you're doing, which obviously it's very important that you're passionate about what you do, but if you're willing to put in a lot of effort, then it's not going to be a waste of time. And I think the biggest message today is really, really simple. Don't get comfortable. Success makes people soft. And the second you ease up, you lose your edge. What's one thing you think separates the teams that keep climbing from the teams that don't?
I would say accountability and camaraderie. The camaraderie definitely has to come first for you to be comfortable enough to.
Which is trust.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. You got to trust the person next to you that they will hold you accountable, and vice versa. You got to hold others accountable. You got to be able to tell someone when they need to pick it up. And I hope someone would tell me if I need to, you know, get to work or work harder when I'm slacking. So that's a huge
same.
Part of it.
I think winners don't get bored with the process. They stay humble, they stay focused, and ultimately we hope they keep stacking bricks even when things are going, you know, well or great. Growth doesn't happen by accident. It happens by a word that's called choice. You have a choice. You make those choices. You have to wake up every day and decide to stay hungry. Complacency doesn't care about how talented you are. It only cares about how focused you stay. The moment you lose your edge, you hand it over to someone else who's still chasing just a little bit harder than you are. That's why our standard never changes. Fall season, postseason, off season. I think of it, it's all the same. The work is the work. Make winning in life your habit, not your goal. Excellence isn't a moment. It's a daily decision. Build the right habits, lead with intent, and refuse to let comfort pull you off your mission. Until next time, stay hungry, keep stacking bricks, and go Stars.
Coach Cuts Corner is recorded live in the WLNZ studios with Dalian Lowry providing engineering and production assistance. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share it and follow us on all forms of social media. Our program has been built and maintained with the help of many great people. If you want to be part of our mission, you can donate using the link in the show notes below. You can learn more at CoachCutter.com and more about our team at LCCStars.com. See you next time.